the way you kind of describe here the score in such a minute way, and with all, you know, it's decided 8 dancers, you gave names
right.
to the numbers, you...
Oh, yeah, well, they could decide who belonged to what number.
Okay.
I didn't know if the dancers were all female, all male, or part, you know, whatever. There was no gender, I knew nothing in that case. I think at one point I said even people could exchange if they wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
If they liked someone else's drawing better. It was a lot of communication. You know what I mean? Oh, I'm going to do that one. I'm going to do that one, sort of thing. Because I realized those things aren't really important, finally. Yeah? What was more important was the process of figuring out what this could possibly be. What could that be? And actually, it's not unlike what I just did. We did a piece called Cider, which is going to... Festival. And it started out where I interviewed the dancers about the piece that was going to premiere at Cider. And I assumed there was a sort of inevitability about it.
Mm.
You know, it was going to happen, unless the earth or I died or something. So I interviewed them about the piece and sort of constructed the piece after their imagination of it. In that sense, I'm here again, dependent upon possibility or inevitability, let's say, and I'm just making little suggestions actually here, like the movement of gaze. You know,
mm-hmm.
how often do you choreograph gaze? Or this is not necessarily what you think it is. You could erase your figure and just walk like that on the floor. You know. Or if you wanted to choose all of the movements, you could walk on the floor, move your one arm this way and the other arm that way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Or try to look at, put your elbow in someone's butt crack, you know, or vice versa. You know? So it's sort of really up, well, it's, how do you say it? I think... It's not a question of making an effort to look, you know? It's not it's just the act of looking for it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just, that's it. It's not a question of more or less effort, but really looking.
Mm-hmm.
And I trusted Daniel very much. He's really good.
What did you trust about him?
His ability, or his integrity in trying to make this work, because this is a bit of a stretch. Even though it seems very detailed, it leaves a lot open. For example, include the impossible, so to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds like a Deborah Hay instruction.
You know what I mean? 3 million cells.
three
impossibility.
She realizes in the meantime it's 3 billion. It's getting, I told her, it's getting tough. It's getting tougher. Yeah. So, here we go. This is typical of the Barbara Johnson article, which says, don't omit the awkward or the beautiful, interpret abstractly and literally. Yeah. Let me think, what does it say? Also, yeah, also include, says, includes repeated reverse. These, probably I'm trying to already answer questions, it seems. Can we repeat it? Sort of typical questions, structural questions that you would give someone. Toward the floor and around or towards the other limbs. So I work a lot prepositionally. Here you go. The path of the part across, around, towards, yeah, limbs or points in space. The arrows we form sequentially. We go into preposition space, and then we're back into time there. And they're again on time, and then you get into the psychological moment, the sort of subjective moment. The bodies move on impulse and use each other's support to accomplish one's goals. So you basically, it's a series of, you find it categorically fairly clear. Yeah. Also includes the collapsing of structure. So you use each other's support to accomplish one's goals, but also include the collapsing of structures as they fail. Even I'm saying they will fail, so it means to make something that will fail. hopefully, you know, you just don't make good stuff, you know. And let me think. No, including the impossible. Oh, yeah, and then of course we get into we have the sort of social moment here, a social psychological moment. Yeah. Or psychological then social. So it's support each other to accomplish one's goals. One is not alone. And then it moves into a sort of metaphysical domain there and says the impossible, so to speak. Yeah.
So it's like a poetics in a nutshell.
It's
really like how you excruciate in a couple of sentences, you put a whole poetics.
You have to say it. Yeah, I know. I didn't have a lot of space. there was not a lot of room to get the point across. But I think there's no point in going on. You know, I don't think that, again, if you're going to start this kind of project, why would you write 10,000 rules?